Was I the girl running across Broadway, or the boy she kissed? And what am I doing in one of your poems anyway? All these question marks. You'd think I'm writing a Phyllis Webb poem. You'd think I am sexually wiser than I am, than I ever was. I'm stuck in a short novel about sexual ownership and small mountain with nobody jumping from it. I don't feel like a Greek hero. I look through the windows on 11th Avenue and no one is there. No dogs on the street, no pizza for breakfast. The book is hard to live through. The small mountain blocks no view. The Okanagan people have been there all this eon. The planet will be devoid of readers in short order. I'm too old to run across Broadway. I've just learned how to use a treadmill, the latest mouse in the lab. I'll be in your poem if you'll be in mine. Every time I put pen to paper, my spring-loaded Jesus wobbles on my desk, from which I see nothing but disdainful trees, younger than the Okanagan people, even older than you, old friend, old connection to the real. If I were going to start an ism, it wouldn't be that one. I'm just standing here on a sidewalk in Kitsilano, waiting for a kiss, expecting a muse in a tiny skirt, dodging traffic. I wonder whether she, too, has an adverb for a last name. Gross fatigue, it says on that marquee.